when we're down and out. But oh, when there's times we're on the mountain and we're shouting and praising God, no matter what's going on, I think it cannot get any better than that. Hallelujah. You pray for us.
No matter what kind of affirmities you have, it's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost gets to moving, you can be healed. You can be set free.
Amen.
I know what it's like for God to be healing some be shouting, some laying on the floor. I know what it's like for the power of God to be all over the house.
Yes. Right.
Amen. And God's the same.
Amen.
Amen. We'll just believe the Lord. Come on, serve God, the beauty, holiness.
Yes.
God never has and never will feel so right with the Holy Ghost that don't live right. You got to get cleaned up. Amen. You get God, you holy people.
Yes.
Amen. It's the fervent prayer of an ungodly man,
no,
of a righteous man, that availeth much. I'm 76 years old, and God has never, never let me down.
Come on.
He's always, every time, delivered to set us free. Hallelujah. From diabetes, cancer, AIDS, all kinds of things. God is a deliverer. He's a healer. Holy Ghost baptized.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Watts, it's good to be with you again. Amen. Talk about a friend. Amen. Brother Watson has been my friend, but never like Jesus. Jesus was still closer than anybody. What a friend you have in Jesus.
Woo!
He walks with me.
Yes.
He talks to me. What will we do in the room of Jesus? Amen. I'm going to get my wife to read a little bit, but I'm going to ask her to come and read. Amen. If you have your Bible, stand with us for the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter 6. And read right there. What's that verse? Start reading verse 9.
After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. God, we ask you, Lord, to move. God, open our ears to hear what the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, will have to say to the church today.
Amen.
And we'll give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I could go home right now and say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. You know, sometimes we go to church and we really leave worse than we came because of soul dryness, deadness.
Come on.
Hey, but my daddy's been dead a long time. And if he walked the aisle, amen, and went down to church, went down the aisle of that church and got saved. And then before that 6 weeks revival was over, my mother went and got saved. He was the first. My daddy could not read or write. But I kind of complained one time, told him I went to church, and God didn't move. He said, well, you was there, wasn't you? And I thought about it. I said, yeah, yes, sir. He said, well, why didn't you just obey the Lord?
Amen.
You know? And really, we have been in some dry Axstock churches belong. Amen.
Come on.
And but I tell people that the man of God in Ezekiel didn't have nothing on me. Amen. Because I've been there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But God said, can these bones live?
Come on.
He said, well, prophesy, Father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. So sometimes you might be the only one in your home.
Right.
You might be the only one in your church. You might be the only one on your job or your neighborhood. But you go to praise to God and see what God does. Amen. Hallelujah. It's up to you and I. I believe the more the praise go up, the more the power come down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I tell you what, a long time ago, you know, I don't just kneel down and go to asking that. I go before Him, amen, with His thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know, you need to thank God a long time before you ask Him for anything. Praise Him for what He's already done.
All right.
I've had people tell me that God hadn't done anything for them. You're breathing.
Amen.
Yeah. You're walking.
Amen.
I told somebody today I got all five senses.
Come on.
I can still see. I can still hear. I can still smell. I can still taste.
Right.
Hallelujah. I got a lot of, amen, to be 76 years old to praise God for. And I got as far. They call this the Lord's Prayer. Amen. But Jesus didn't teach us to just repeat this same prayer.
No.
He said, like manner.
Yeah.
Amen. First thing we need to hallow His name.
Yeah.
Glory to God. We need to be realizing that He's the Holy One.
Yeah.
And the only one that can do these miracles. But I got the verse 11. Hallelujah. He said, for this day, give us our daily bread.
Yes.
This day.
Amen.
Glory. Not tomorrow. Not next week.
All right.
But this day.
Right.
How to give us our daily bread.
Amen.
Glory to God. I want to tell you, He is, and He's the only one that can give us our daily bread. And you know, that's not just bread. When Jesus mentioned bread, hallelujah, He's our daily bread. He's our everything.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah.
I got that highlighted and underlined. All.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. All your need according to His riches in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's our everything. Can you shout amen, somebody?
Amen.
Glory to God. I know it's getting late. Probably want to go home and get something to eat. But we're nothing to take the place of that hidden manna. That bread from heaven. Glory to God. Now, I took time to go like this. 1, 2, 3. And I found in the Bible, you know what? If you put your face in the book instead of Facebook, you'll be a lot better off.
Say that again.
All right. If you take your face and put it in the book instead of Facebook and put it in the book, you'll be a lot better off.
Amen. I love that. Yes. I love that.
I hear other people talk about what's on Facebook. Amen. Oh, yeah. I got a telephone. But the only thing I know how to do is answer it when one of my family calls.
Come on.
Or when I call somebody. But I don't even know how to turn on Facebook.
Come on. That's a good thing. Amen.
Well, you're in your born in Georgia. Well, you call me what you want. But I'd rather put my face into this.
Amen.
Every time. I've been reading this book a long time. But every time God speaks to me through the book.
Yes.
It seems like God just swear to magnify those words. Amen. When I go to read. And my telephone, I got the Bible, King James Version, on my phone, and I know how to hit that. So when you see me, hallelujah, in the vehicle or at home, and I'm in that telephone, I'm reading the Bible. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing no better. Hallelujah. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent His Word and healed them. You know, we need sometimes more than a physical healing. Our minds need to be healed. Our hearts need to be healed. Glory to God. And if you get into the Word of God, He'll heal you. God don't lie. He's our healer. Amen. I found the word bread, and I constantly do this all the time with words, 247 times. So when you see the word bread, amen, it's just not a few times. It's about 247 times bread. Give us this day. I couldn't get no further. I've read this, I don't know how many times over the year, but just the other day, it just swollen. These words. Give us this day. Hallelujah. Not when the pastor lays hands on us,
right?
Not when the elders of church anoint us with oil, but every day, every day, give us this day our daily bread. He'll supply all of my need. Yours too. Hallelujah. This day, He's our daily bread. You know, we have to have food. Now, food, meat, is called bread in the Bible. A lot of things. Healing, it is bread. Anything you have need of, you can say it's bread. Hallelujah. Now, Mark chapter 8, verse 14 says, Now the disciples have forgotten to take bread. Have we as Christians ever forgotten that we can go to Jesus every day, not just on Sunday at 11 o'clock, not just on Wednesday night, but He's 7/24. He's 365 days every day. This is the day, brother, Pastor, he mentioned it earlier in the beginning of the service. This is the day that the Lord has made. Not just Sunday. Monday morning, get up and say, this is the day. Tuesday, get up. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and all day Sunday. This is the day.
Amen.
This is the day, brother Bob, that the Lord has made, and I will.
Come on, tell us.
Rejoice.
I love that.
And be glad in
you. Oh, don't you goody.
I'm serving a God that'll roll the clouds back.
Come on.
He'll take that darkness away from you. Ooh,
right?
You don't have to be depressed. Now the disciples, you can turn there if you like to, have forgotten, verse 8. I'm in chapter 8, verse 14. Now the disciples had forgotten to take bread. Neither had they in the ship with them more than one loaf. One loaf of bread, that's all they had in that ship. I was talking to the pastor the other day, amen, and I said they didn't know who they had in that ship. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know but one Jesus to y'all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They've forgotten to take bread. But all they had in the ship with them is one loaf. And church, that's all you need.
Right?
Hallelujah. Is one. Glory to God. Oh, do you love Him today? Hallelujah. One loaf. And then verse 25, he said, and Jesus said unto them, talking about His disciples. You know that you and I, we're disciples. You know what a disciple said? Look it up. It's a follower of Jesus. I'm a follower of Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread. bread of life.
Amen.
You can't have no life without Him.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Nope.
One time. Time to shout a little bit.
Yeah.
It won't hurt you.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I got to be moved on by the Holy Ghost before I shout. Where's that in the Bible?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we need to praise Him. Come on, how we get up in the morning. Now, Brother Miles is 1 month older than me.
Amen.
Yeah. But every time Brother Miles, Brother Watson, amen, every time we get out of the bed and we feel our weight on our feet, we need to go to praising God.
Amen.
Because we can feel we can have a stroke in the night.
Amen.
Our neighbors woke up and found their boy dead. A lot of people die during the night.
Amen.
But when you get up and you feel your weight on your feet,
right,
you've got something to praise God for. No, I don't have nothing to praise God for. Liar, liar, piece of fire. You got everything to praise God for.
Amen.
You're a liar.
Right.
God gave you another day.
Amen.
This day. Amen. Hallelujah. And then when you take a step, you need to go to praising God that you can walk.
Yeah.
Amen.
He walks with me.
Amen.
Glory to God. He's my life. He's my life. He's the bread of life. Hallelujah. Don't you love Him?
Amen.
I am, Jesus said, the bread of life. No, your companion's not. Even though my wife helps me a lot. I mean, I don't know what I do without 58 years. You can't tell me you can't make it. You don't have to get a divorce.
No, you don't.
If you got Jesus in you.
Right.
But anyway, the best thing I said it before I got saved. The best person I ever met, amen, was my wife, Charmaine. But when I got saved, I had to change that.
Yeah.
The best person I ever found was Jesus Christ.
Right?
He understands me when she don't. Hallelujah. I'm glad you got Jesus.
Amen.
And then in verse 51, he says this, I am the living bread.
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You only live because of Him.
Amen.
Can you shout amen?
Amen.
And then 1 Corinthians 5:8 says this, Jesus is the bread of sincerity.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people ain't serving God with sincerity.
Amen.
You know, everybody in the upper room on the day of Pentecost was there because they wanted to, and every one of them was serious.
Yeah.
They were sincerity.
Yeah.
There was no lukewarm people there. There was no doubt people there. They were waiting for the promise. You know, I found out that our God is a sincere God.
Amen.
And we must worship Him
in
sincerity. And then it said, in truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? I've read John 6, I don't know how many times, and got blessed. But not too long ago, I was reading again. My Bible tells me that Jesus is the way.
Amen.
He's the truth.
Yes.
And He's life.
Yes.
And you can have it more
abundantly.
Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a garage, a big garage, maybe a big old hospital or airport garage, and you don't know how to get out? So you go to look, and finally you see a sign, it says, this way out. I want to tell you, I found out that Jesus is a way out of alcohol. He's the way out of depression. He's the way out of drugs. He's the way out. He said, I am the way. Glory to God. And when you find the way, you'll find the truth.
Come on.
When you find the truth, you'll find the
lie. That's it.
I bet people go about where. Which way? Which way? Which way? I say Jesus is the way.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah. Well, somebody needs to stand up right now and say, thank God I found the way.
Thank God.
John 6:58 says this. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
Amen. I like that.
Amen.
Yes.
If we make it to the hospital this afternoon, amen. I told Brother Watson, then you and I have one heartbeat from facing eternity.
Uh-huh.
Some people believe Jesus come before the tribulation. Some did, some post, you know. Amen. But the main thing, you better be ready, because you could die sitting in this church.
Yeah.
Well, this woman's mother is dead, and her dad's dead, and her only sister's dead. And I think she's already lived maybe a few years older than her sister was when she died. And I kind of feel like that she's thinking she's going to die. But I would like to walk into that room today and say, hey, God didn't save you to die. You know, people say, well, I died for him. Well, that's right. You don't have to die for him. He died for us.
Right.
For that we can live.
Yeah.
Can you shout amen, somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tell somebody, God's going to help me to live until Jesus comes.
Amen. Yeah.
Yeah, John chapter 6, verse 8, you find, he that eateth of this bread, Jesus said, shall live forever.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to quit breathing one day. Jesus don't lie. Amen. We're going to live forever somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. Heaven or hell.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 10, and I'm hurrying. For we, being many, listen to this, are one bread. We're all many, but we're one bread and one body.
Yeah.
For we are all partakers of that one bread.
Amen.
We're all of that one bread.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Now listen. Now I want you to listen. I'm not your schoolmaster, your teacher. But I want you to go home this afternoon and still snoozing. Read Judges chapter 7, verse 13.
Uh-huh.
Now, my dad had been gone a long time, but he said this. He said, if you want to remember to do something, like get up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, he said, before you go to bed, say it's 5 o'clock. He said, just take your finger, right on the wall, 5 a.m., 5 a.m., 5 a.m., 3 times. He said, guess what? Without alarm clock, you'll wake up. And I found out to be true. Amen. So I want everybody to remember this 3 times. Judges chapter 7, verse 13. Judges chapter 7, verse 13. Judges chapter 7, verse 13. Now the disciples forgot to take bread. Sometimes we forget who our bread is. Amen. But they had one loaf. Do you know it don't take but one for you to win a battle? If you'll read that verse 13 in 7th chapter of Judges, and 14, and verse 15, you'll find out that Gideon, a man of God.
Alright.
Amen. You'll find out that one loaf of barley bread won the battle. Yeah. Because of one loaf of barley bread. Now there were several breads, but barley bread was for the poor. Aren't you glad that God loves the poor? He must love us because in the gospel's for the poor, because it shall make a lot of us. Amen. But the gospel, the bread, it's for the poor. Hallelujah. But you'll find out in Judges chapter 7, beginning in 13, 14, and 15, there was a man of the enemy had a dream. And this is what he dreamed. He dreamed that a barley bread, one loaf, tumbled into the camp. And it laid the tent over. And then he told a friend, a fellow, a friend about it. And then he said, this is nothing more than the sword of Gideon.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And then when Gideon understood the dream and the interpretation, you know, God still gives dreams today.
Amen.
He didn't have a dream. The Bible said they didn't tell a dream. When was the last time somebody in the church stood up and said, hey, God gave me a dream last night? And I tell you, when God gives you one, it will come to pass.
Right?
Not because you had too much of pizza. You'll dream a lot of things. But I'm telling you what, when you have a dream of God, it will come to pass. And sometimes God will give the wife or myself a dream, and we'll sit there or lay there in the bed until we get the interpretation. And then we'll get it. When you get it, you'll know it. Hey, but by that dream, and because of the interpretation, hey, again, you knew by that, when that one barley bread laid that tin over, laid it on his side, he knew that it was God was going to give him the victory. And you need to read the rest of it, how God took a few. God don't need a whole bunch. He don't need a whole lot. He don't need a whole lot of people. All he needs is one man of God or a woman of God. Glory to God. Amen. And out there, amen, Angela, God let me know that the enemy, our enemy, one of them can have a dream. And I want to tell you, God will turn the situation totally around. And he's not somebody that's serving God, but your enemy. Your enemy. Somebody. Brother, watch to stand up. Glory to God. Amen. Help me preach. Glory to God. What did the Bible teach you and I? Amen. One can chase a thousand of the devils. Two. 10,000. You and your pastor. 10,000 devils. But God didn't stop there. Hey, where two or three touch anything in charge. You love the Lord tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, all it takes is one. Don't never forget the bread. Don't never forget who is inside of you. Greater is he. He'll be rich in you than he. He who dealt. I told Pastor the other day, I know he knows it, but you'll never find the word demon in the New King, or the King James Version of the Holy Bible. It's always devil. I want to tell you that what's coming against you is the pure devil. Hallelujah. I understand Sister Watson's mother's going to go in and have her stretch. I'm serving a stretcher.
Yes.
She might be 9 years old, but you don't ever get too old for God to move.
Yes. Come on.
David said, I was young, and now I'm old. Yes. Never have I seen him. For God's people, the righteous forsaken, or he's seeking better bread. Woo! Amen. Every once in a while, I pull up to a red light and see a bear, you know. And I asked him or her, is she a Christian or he a Christian? And then I get on the Word of God. You know, if you get right with God, you won't never have to stand out here and beg. God will never see the righteous.
Amen.
Never.
Amen.
I told you earlier, never have God let me or my family down. Not one time. Shut up. Glory to God. And he won't let you down. If they didn't let down, it'll be you and I.
Amen.
God won't let you be seen, brother.
Glory.
Our enemy, because because of one loaf of barley bread. The enemy had that dream. But when Gideon interpreted, he knew that God was with him.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. That's all you need, church. Hallelujah. Will you stand with me? Amen. I got some more to preach, but I feel the time to pray. Amen. If you have a need for yourself, or if you need salvation, today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. This day.
Amen.
This day. I want you to come and stand in front of these altars.
Glory to God.
Where you want to stand in for somebody.
Hallelujah.
I believe one can put 1,000 of the enemy to flight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But Pastor, help me out. Hallelujah. Didn't the Bible teach about the devil might come 7 ways?
Yeah.
But I tell you, when one stands for God, the devil has to go 7 ways. Hallelujah. If you want to stand in, or if you want to make a prayer for yourself, you got a need. I want you to come. Just stand.
Hallelujah.
We're going to believe God. Hallelujah. That's something you want to anoint. Come on. As we come to sing us a song. I preach what God gave me here.
Amen.
Thank you for me. Hallelujah. My God. But my God. Philippians 4:19. You need to read it when you get home. But my God shall supply all your need. He's our bread.
Oh,
Thank you, Brother Massey, for the word of God.